Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing how to create multifamily partnerships. Gang, there's no denying that multifamily investing is a team sport, and it takes many individuals coordinated at a high level to ensure the success of a property. So, the skills, the attributes, what can you bring to the table? Gino, we're going to get into this. How are you doing today?
Jake, I'm doing good. One thing I can't bring to the table is my looks, because if I had looks to bring to the table, we wouldn't be doing deals, right, my friend?
Dude, you're looking really sharp today, man. You got that plaid, the buttons for the folks not on YouTube, man. Gino's professional. I'm just going to say that much, all right? So, okay, multifamily being a team sport, what skills and traits does someone looking to partner and get into bigger deals need to bring to the table?
There's really three skills that you need. You don't need 30 or 40. Everyone breaks it down into these different buckets. The first one, if you've been in the business for a while, you have a resume. You have credibility. You have operations. Jake and I, when people want to partner with us, the skill that we can bring to the partnership is that we have a portfolio. We've done this several times. We've exited deals, full cycle deals. That resume is very important. Let's say somebody's out there trying to do a deal and they have the deal and they can't close because they don't have that resume. Well, go out there and find somebody who does have a resume. And vice versa.
What do they call it? You get your KP card, right? You got to be a key principal on an agency deal, right?
Yes. So resume is very, very important. That's one of the skills that I think when you're out in the business and all of a sudden you're running out of capital and you're like, I don't have more money to do more deals. Well, start partnering up with people who do have money, but you have the resume. It's a really, what we say, marriage made in heaven.
Yeah. I think the other thing too is that, hey, you may be a doctor and have some financial resources. So I think the second one would be your finances. Are you able to bring money to the table? If you're just getting into the business and you want to grow, but you don't have the time to necessarily do it, but you have cash, right, Gino? You have the cash. Well, guess what? Gino just mentioned someone with experience. You have financial resources. That alone could be a marriage made in heaven as long as you have those same values. The key here with all this stuff is values-based decision-making. Make sure that you vet each other, you have proper operating agreements in place, and you share similar values. Look, if Gino's looking to fix and flip and buy a syndication for a year and sell it, and he comes to me and I say, hey, I just want to buy things and hold them for the long term, that's probably not going to end well. So make sure that your goals are aligned and that you're always taking values into consideration.
Jake, I'd like to share the story with all the listeners, and this money component was lacking for Jake and myself. On our first deal, we had closed in February of 2013. I remember sitting at the restaurant one day. I had just gotten out of the kitchen, little pizza sauce on the shirt. I was tired. I went to sit up front, and in walks our partner, Mike. And I didn't know him at the time very well. I saw he was well-dressed. He had the nice Bruno Mars shoes on. And he goes up to the counter and he's placing
those
order.
Felt looking things that he wears.
Yeah,
the slip-ons?
Yeah, the ones where he stepped in dog shit that time when we did the property tour. Yes.
That's why, gang, I'm going to get a little off topic here, but you got to wear duck boots. You're going on property. Look, you might have the poopy cans. You might have the thing where we send the dog feces in for DNA test and you can, you know, find the residents. You come prepared. All right. You're going to walk on site. You got to have your duck boots. Carry on, sir.
And he comes in, he sits down, and at the time, we just started talking, got to know him a little bit, didn't really know him. I found out that he was trading. He was a hedge fund trader, trading commodities. And he starts talking to me. And I think he assumed that I'm a pizza guy. And then we start talking about gold and oil and currency. And we start talking about China and the world markets. I think he was pretty impressed with my knowledge of understanding of real estate. And then I started talking about our very first deal. And he's buying homes up in Connecticut for $2 million plus with, you know, $12,000 a month in rents. And we had just bought an asset for $600,000 with $13,000 a month in rents. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that we've got this huge advantage. But even more importantly, what he understood, it's income versus expenses. He saw the business model. And I said, Mike, we're doing our second deal. And I got ahead of myself. I'm talking about rubs and I'm talking about refi and rolling. And he saw the model. He had the money. Jake and I had the resume. You put both of those together, 1,900 units later, several years later, that's how you start to grow your portfolio, to actually get out there, learn how to do the business, understand the business, and be able to speak intelligently and offer the opportunity. I offered the opportunity to him to invest in our second deal. And like I said, the rest is history. He's been part of our partnership ever since. And if it wasn't for that, he was the one who had the money. And to be quite frank, he also had a lot of business experience, a lot of strategy, a lot of planning to help us out with. So he had a little bit of a resume himself, but he did really bring that money component into our partnership.
And also look for complementary skill sets. So if you are an introverted, analytical person that underwrites, and there's look, we see the avatars, guys. There's the deal guys, the extroverts. There's the introverts that underwrite. We see it, you know, at all our boot camps. So if you're the introverted, analytical underwriter, go find someone that's the outgoing person that gets the deals done, okay? And they can bring deal flow to your relationship. These are the types of complementary skill sets that really make things work. But again, it all has to be based on values. So if you're uncomfortable speaking to brokers, it doesn't mean you won't or you never will, but maybe there's somebody that actually is a magnet and is outgoing and is able to get those deals done in a more efficient manner. These are the kind of things that are going to allow you to go a lot further, a lot faster.
Jake, so we've talked about resume, number one. The mm-hmm. second one is money. The mm-hmm. third one is the deal. Jake mm-hmm. and I had the deals. I'm sitting down next to Mike in the pizzeria while he's waiting for his mixed salad and his ravioli parms to go. And we're talking about that we have deals. He doesn't have deal flow up in New York. We have the deal flow in Knoxville. So when you have a deal, go out and find someone, if you don't have it, who has the resume mm-hmm. and who has the money. And this is very important. We need to really discuss this. If you are out there trying to partner with 7 or 8 or 9 people, well, this person's calling the broker and this person's underwriting the deal. And this person, we just like this person in the group.
It's hard.
That's not a partnership. Yeah. You need one of those 3 qualifications. All of those other skill sets, you can hire them out. You can hire somebody out to underwrite a deal. You can hire somebody out for a lot of these other, you know, areas. You want to do a CRM and fill up the CRM. Those are skills that you can go out.
Great point, Jim.
And don't partner with somebody. Don't give up equity. Jake likes to refer to himself as the equity hound.
Oh!
Equity will set you free, baby. Transactions pay the bills, but equity and then this business will set you free. So think about that going along. And my last point, once again, I'm going to bring it around to values-based decision-making. As you're listening to us wind down on the show, what are your values? What do you value? Jake and I value long-termism. We value responsibility. We value integrity. We value growth mindset. You really need to flush out your values. And as you start thinking about that, go out and find other people who value what you value, and your partnership will have a much better chance of lasting for the long term.
Well said, G-Funk. Hey, gang. As always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's a G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.